Hey everyone, it's Allie with High Five Mamas. I am just taking a little time away today to kind of clear my mind, to focus, to become a little bit more connected. And as a mom, it's so important for us to make time for ourselves and to create space for ourselves. And you might be laughing at me right now because that seems non-existent when we are fully involved in kids and kids' activities, but it is so important for us to be able to have time for ourselves. And the reason this is so important is because we have a path. Our soul has a journey that it's meant to be on. And although we are mothers at the time, this path or this journey might solely not be that our purpose is to only be a mom. We might be called to serve others. We might be called to go somewhere, to do something, to speak to somebody. Or maybe that you are supposed to be a messenger and you're going to channel messages for people who need to hear what comes through to you. So whatever it is, I just want you to know that your sole purpose in life might not be just being a mom. And we all go through different phases in life. So this phase right now where we're raising kids is one of those phases where part of our purpose is to be a mom. And it's so easy for us to lose ourselves in that identity that we forget that we're an individual as well. So this is why when I mentor my moms in my programs, that I take them through a process where we learn to figure out who they really are. I help them reconnect with themselves, rediscover who they are, find out what their purpose is at a soul level, and help them to go along on that journey, because the more fulfilled we are as an individual, the better wife we're going to be, the better mom we're going to be, the better sister, friend, daughter, all of the above. And the amazing thing about that is that, yes, we're taking time for ourselves. Yes, we're going on this journey for ourselves, but it's going to positively impact everyone around us. It's not going to be just something that's going to be super selfish. We're going to forget about our kids, forget about our spouse. It's going to be something that we're doing for the purpose of, you know, increasing our frequency, raising our energy. And in turn, we're going to be able to do that to the same to people that are around us. And when we're able to increase the frequency of people around us, it's only going to positively benefit them. And we're not only going to benefit them in that way just by being around us, but we're going to inspire them. One of my biggest things in why I started this journey is because I was a registered nurse. I am still, but I was working as one at the time. And I figured out that I wasn't really 100% into it. Like, my soul was not calling me to be a nurse. And as much as I felt so many pressures around that and the stigma of, you know, you went to college, you spent all this money on this degree, this is what you're supposed to be doing, it was not feeding my soul. So this was something that I really sat with and really had to figure out what I needed to do in order for me to, you know, figure out what I truly believed in and get rid of the things that were limiting me and the thoughts and the beliefs that no longer served me and figure out my own truth. So going on a journey where I was able to authentically find me. And when I did that, I discovered that I, yes, was a mom, but at the same time, I also was meant for more. And so all of these questions I had, all of these desires that I had, all of these feelings where I just felt this calling for something deeper, I actually went on a journey to figure out what that was. So when I went on this journey, I discovered that my purpose is to serve. And I didn't know at the time which way that was, who I was going to serve, what I was going to do. But I continued on that path to finding what it was that I was being called to do. And it took me a couple of years to finally get to the place where I am now, where I have discovered, you know, that in this time of my life, being a mom to young kids, that I am here to serve moms. I am here to mentor them and help them to get to a place where they can figure out their soul's purpose and continue on that path and have it lead them to true fulfillment and freedom, even while raising their kids, and not have to feel guilty about it. And when I discovered this myself and went through this myself, I realized that so much opened up for me and so much freedom came to me just by having this fulfillment. And I want other moms to experience this too. So I wanted to come to you guys today just to kind of tell you a little bit about my journey and a little bit about what I do and why it's so important for us as moms to be able to be individuals. And that does not mean that we're not amazing moms at the same time, but to energetically take space, make space for ourselves, take time to be able to get away if we need to for a while, to clear our heads and to engage in daily activities that are going to allow us to receive the guidance that we need to get closer to what our true purpose is and to help us follow that and go on that path. And each step will come to you as you quiet and silence your mind and get to a place where you hear this guidance or you intuitively feel it or it comes through to you. Each thing that we need to experience is going to come to us so that we can either grow from it or we can take a lesson and learn from it. And the only way that this is going to happen for us is if we actually become consciously aware of the fact that it's there and it's happening, and we stop all of the noise around us, all of society's norms, all of, you know, the thoughts and beliefs that you may have that are blocking you from living your purpose. And when you get to a point where you can get to that place, so many things are going to open up for you, and it's going to be amazing. So this is what I do with moms. I mentor them to help them get to this place and to help them through the journey, because it's not an easy one to discover your own truth. There's a lot of things you have to let go of and a lot of stuff you have to work through, but with support, it is possible. So I encourage you guys, if you have any inkling whatsoever or any feeling that you're called to do more or that you're meant for something more, maybe it's to serve people, and it doesn't necessarily have to be for the purpose of making money, but if there's something that you're being called to do or feeling like you're meant for more, please reach out to me. Please message me. You can find me on highvibemama.com. I am High Vibe Mama on Facebook, or Allie Wells on Facebook as well. So please reach out to me. Shoot me a message. Chit chat with me and let me know how you're feeling, what you're going through. I would love to be able to help you through that. And I hope you guys have a fabulous rest of your week. I will catch up with you guys here later.